Today, we're going to be talking about Facebook ads and not just how to generate leads with Facebook ads, but how this one gentleman in Southern California, who is a real estate professional with Keller Williams, is converting those leads. And I wanted to talk with him because I see him crushing it out there. I know that he's running Facebook ads. We get on the phone and talk about different strategies from time to time. And I wanted to bring those types of conversations to you on the Social Agent Secrets podcast today. So we're going to be welcoming Will Higgins talking about Facebook ad lead generation, but more importantly, lead conversion today on Social Agent Secrets.
Social Agent Secrets.
So the big question is this: with all the new technology like big data, AI, and automation disrupting the real estate industry, how are real estate agents and entrepreneurs like you and I supposed to survive, evolve, and thrive in the future of real estate sales? How do real estate entrepreneurs like us, who are spending money out of our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our expertise and services and things that we believe in out to our ideal clients? How do we use digital marketing to gain their trust and turn them into actual clients? Those are the questions, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Fee, and welcome to Social Agent Secrets. All right, everyone, how's it going? Welcome to the Social Agent Secrets podcast, episode 21, where we'll be covering how Will Higgins has been converting social media leads. Today's interview is sponsored by www.socialagentsecrets.com/Will. We'll be talking about what you can get when you go to that URL a little bit later on in the episode. And in this episode, we're going to be focusing on helping realtors with how to cash more commission checks by nurturing and converting social media prospects. So again, go to socialagentsecrets.com/Will for more info. And the title of today's interview is Nurturing and Converting Social Media Prospects in 2020 and Beyond. And this is going to be an interview with Will Higgins, KW agent out there in Southern California. My name is Danny Fee, and today I'm talking about nurturing and converting social media prospects with expert Will Higgins about new developments in the area of nurturing social media real estate leads and effective steps to conversion. So welcome, Will. How you doing today?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. You know, we've been talking for quite some time, going back and forth on Instagram, Facebook. I've been seeing what you're doing out there in Southern California with your social media marketing and the other strategies that you're using to build your real estate business. And I've just been truly impressed, and I'm honored to have you on the show. So thank you a lot for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be here today and share your knowledge and insights with the Social Agent Secrets community.
Thank you, Danny. Same here, man, dude. I've been watching you for a while. And I think we talked about kind of how we met, and it was through, through social media. So it's been a great platform for my business, apparently for you too, and I'm happy to be here with you.
Absolutely, man. It's one of those things where, you know, I'm passionate about social media, obviously. That's why I have this platform. And, you know, I think that you have something that you can share with so many agents out there who might be struggling, who might be trying to figure out this social media thing. So let's just jump right in. So you can share your latest ideas about nurturing and converting social media prospects. My first set of questions is about your background and experience in the field of nurturing and converting social media prospects. And when I say social media, it could be from Facebook, it could be Instagram. We'll talk about various platforms, but for all intents and purposes, we'll likely be focusing mostly on Facebook today. And we're doing this so the realtors in our audience can understand who you are, where you're coming from, and how you got started. Then we're going to jump into your latest ideas and thoughts about nurturing and converting these prospects, and how these agents that are listening can apply what you've learned to their situation in today's world. So could you tell us a little bit about yourself in terms of background, education, experience in the nurturing and converting social media prospects world?
Yeah. So, well, first and foremost, they're real people, you know? So my background is in sales. So I worked for the Union Pacific Railroad for 12 years. And this is my second full-time year in real estate. So again, they're real people. So in that job, it was a sales job, and my job was really just to entertain, you know, C-level executives, take them to basketball games, just kind of stay in touch, right? Mm-hmm. So the same thing applies to any leads you get, especially internet leads or Facebook leads. And really think about how you like communicating or how you like being communicated to and what gets your attention, you know? So it's a whole psychology behind the whole thing. And if you can put that much thought into it, I think you'll be successful at communicating with these online leads.
So you started 2 years ago, and mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I've seen massive success, at least what I'm seeing here in 2020. I know last year you were getting things going, but it seems like you're taking the industry by storm. When did you get started after the railroad position, specifically in real estate, with saying, you know what, I'm going to go after attracting attention on social media, building relationships, having conversations on social media?
I can tie it to an event. I know exactly when, but the thought process behind social media for me was, I know I'm a great agent, but I'm not even from California, you know? So I know I'm a great agent. I'm not from California. How do I attract more people with the limited amount of time I have? How can I be everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and still just be here. And that's kind of where social media came from for me. That's my thought process around social media, right? And, you know, I was, my first year, I did everything the traditional way, right? So when I first started that first year, it was more like an internship for me. I joined a team because, mm-hmm. you know, I knew I had the skills. I knew I'd be great. But sometimes you need help relating all that to real estate. You know what I mean? So I joined a team the first year. So I did everything the traditional way, you know, open house, cold call, all that other stuff. And it didn't fit me, right? And then there was a time last year when I literally had to fire three clients. It was like 60 grand in commissions. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, you know what? Winners win, right? So I fired them and I was like, you know what? I'm going all in. And I just subscribed to all these websites where I could learn about Facebook ads. And I revamped my social media. Like if you scroll down my social media, if you go down, you can see when things turned, you know what I mean? And I really just did research and dove all. I had 500 followers, you know, and most of those people were not in California. So I really dove in, and that one event, you know, me having to fire those clients, that one event pushed me to diving into social media.
And you said 500 followers when you had that paradigm shift. You're up to like 3,000 now. So there's definitely, and we're talking about Instagram, right? So yep. There's definitely, mm-hmm. I'm looking at the content. And by the way, guys, if you want to check it out, it's just Will Higgins. And then is that two underscores or one underscore?
That is. Somebody has Will Higgins, man.
it's just one underscore after Will. Two. All right. So it's the at symbol on Instagram and then Will Higgins with two underscores right underneath. You'll see this dude in a suit looking fresh and just ready to take over the world. Okay. So you had some things that came up, some roadblocks that you faced early on. Yep. And the way you overcame them, it sounds like, is you decided to get that YouTube university education, subscribe to a bunch of leaders out there in the industry and just kind of figure it out yourself.
Yeah, man. I mean, again, the answer to all problems in real estate is leads. Once you come to that realization, you know what I mean? Once you come to that realization, you live a better life.
I totally agree. And that's why I've realized you can actually go on and self-teach yourself how to generate leads. And when I say leads, when we say leads, let's just call it a name, a phone number, and an email address. Or
I'm self-taught, 100%.
Even somebody in your messenger inbox, right? But you can generate 100, 200, 300, 400 leads a month. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to convert.
Exactly. Yep.
So take us through that. You started learning how to generate leads, and then there had to be some sort of light bulb that went off, like, okay, what strategy or process am I going to put into place to convert these leads? What did that look like in your mind? How'd you go about that?
You know, again, I can tie that to an event too. So Tristan from Lab Coat Agents, you know, he's KW as well. Yeah. He came to the office, man. He came to the office. And for me, my claim to fame is really just been implementation. You know, I'm not doing anything that no one else can do. I'm just implementing, you know? So anytime I take in a bit of information and I deem it, you know, reliable, I'm implementing it right then and there. So Tristan came and he was pushing, what was he pushing that time? It was like Lion's Desk, you know? Mm-hmm. And he gave us a few free scripts, you know, text, email, call. And I took that and I just really thought about the psychology of the whole process and just grew it and grew on it and kind of made it my own.
Mm-hmm. So you took those tools that were given to you at a training and Tristan Ahumada, is that how you pronounce it? I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but I know this guy always brings value. Lab Coat Agents is a group that he started. And he was there in person in your office one day.
Yep.
And was presenting on internet leads, social media leads, and how to convert them. He gave you some scripts, mm-hmm. and you started using them, internalizing them, and kind of making them your own, right?
Yep, correct.
And then it sounds like you were consistent with it too.
Oh yeah, I've been consistent. I've grown it. Again, I mean, I've seen success with it, right? So anytime you see success with something, you know, you're going to go all in. And so, you know, I saw huge success with it, man. So, I went all in, man. And it's one of the strategies I use now to grow my business.
Well, tell me about how you got the leads in the first place. Like, what was your approach that you found out after trial and error maybe was the thing that worked?
Yeah, so it was Facebook ads, right? So just went on, watched a bunch of videos on Facebook, anywhere where I could find them, right? So I paid for some subscriptions. I can't think of the systems I used right now. Paid for some subscriptions, did the Billie Jean course, you know, Billie Jean is marketing. So, I mean, I spent a lot of money, man, just kind of learning. And then after that, it was trial and error, right? So trial and error. And then it's just continuing to practice, continuing to learn, because the platform is always changing.
So specifically Facebook ads, and for those of you listening, you may or may not be familiar with Facebook ads, but there's a way, if you have a business page, mm-hmm. for you to go in and set up an advertisement based on whatever objective you have. You might want to get more likes. You might want to get more messages. You might want to get further reach. You want more people to see your videos. What objective have you found, if you had to pick one type of lead or one type of advertisement with Facebook, what objective do you suggest people implement or use if they were to kind of put this kind of strategy in place for themselves?
Lead gen, because you see instant gratification. So lead gen, you connect, you use the Facebook lead gen form, and you collect their name, number, phone number, and now you can take action.
So there's an objective on there called lead gen or lead generation, and that's the one you would press to set up, right? So, you know, and I'm not trying to get all your secrets out of you, but kind of I am, you know, because you know, I want them to know.
I'm an open book, man. I'm an open book.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's why I like I like your approach, man. That's why I wanted you to be on here so much. So the lead generation objective, you're setting it up to where a form pops up and it auto-populates with an email and a phone number for whatever they have registered with Facebook, right?
Yep.
And so what kind of ad are you running, and what compels these people to even want to opt in and give you their information in the first place?
Yeah, you know, again, so for me, I've seen a lot of different people run ads, and from a real estate perspective, a lot of folks run ads specifically on properties. For me, I found the most success when I run ads kind of featuring me, right? So, you know, a very nice picture of me, and then it'll maybe have tired of renting, or it's time to buy, or something of that nature. And what I found, because I asked the people, you know, what the ones I closed, you know, what made you click on it? And a lot of them say, you know, it was a familiar face. You look trustworthy. And you look like, you know, maybe you look like a cousin, or you look like, you know what I mean? A family member or something like that. And we really just wanted to work with you. And then we went on to your, and that's another thing. Then a lot of the best leads, they may not click the first time, but they'll go to your page and they want to see social proof or proof concept. You know what I'm saying? So proof mm-hmm. that you're helping people, proof that you're closing deals, proof that you know what you're doing. And those are some of the best leads. They will do that first just to kind of check on you, and then they'll come back.
So you may not capture them or capture their phone number and email right away, but you might put something out there, not just a house, but you're talking about putting the digital version of yourself. And I'm going to say it again, because I say it on this platform all the time. The most powerful tech in your real estate business is the digital version of you.
Yeah.
And I've heard other people on this platform say, hey, no, put houses. People just want to see houses. They don't care about you. They want to learn how to sell their house. They don't care about you. But you're saying, no, actually, you know, it is a good idea from your mm-hmm. approach, at least, to put yourself on there and yeah. let them decide for themselves if they want to do business with you, if they can do more research, if they can associate with you based on your image, right?
Correct.
So if they do opt in, let's just say that they do opt in, whatever you put out there, like, yeah, I'm tired of renting. Yeah, you look trustworthy. What are you offering them in return for their phone number and email?
My time. Yep, my time. So as soon as they click that learn more button, they're going to get an immediate text from me. So with any type of internet lead, first thing you want to do is try to set an appointment.
Okay.
So, you know, just like all the business coaches you see online, it's, you know, let's set up a strategy session. Same thing right here. I'm going to set up a home buying strategy session with you.
Over the phone?
Over the phone. Yep.
And then from there, you're kind of qualifying them. They're qualifying you to see if you want to take the next step and meet with them in person on like either a buyer or a listing consultation.
Correct. Yeah, man. I get so many of them. I've basically come up with my own kind of formula, you know, of mm-hmm. questions to ask. And I try to get in and out in 3 minutes, man, and move on to the next, you know, and just kind of qualify them and see what bucket they fall into, and then just move on.
Okay. So obviously it's very rare that you're going to get someone who comes in right fresh off of Facebook and they're going to say, you know what, come list my house today.
Yep, yep.
Or in fact, let me just sign a listing contract right over the internet with you right now, within 5 minutes of them signing up. Right. So I'm sure that's happened to some people. Lightning strikes in a bottle. Right.
Yeah.
But what's it really look like on average? What's your expectation for the, let's say you bring in 100 of these leads.
Mm-hmm.
What's your expectation of converting? What amount of conversion? What rate? Is it 2%, 3%? And is it over a 6 month period on average, a year period on average? What's that look like for you?
I need about 300 to 500 impressions to get one lead. I need about 5 leads to get one person that will get approved, right? Mm-hmm. I'm converting 1 to 3% of all the leads. And it's probably, I'm looking at a 6 to 12 month time frame.
So if you're going to take this approach, let's say I'm listening, I'm a new listener, or I'm an agent that's exploring going social, and I figured out how to do this and I'm going to go all in. It sounds like it'd be a good idea, if I'm going to do this, to make sure I leave that campaign on for at least 6 to 12 months before I can expect to see my first closing. But if you stay consistent throughout the 6 to 12 months, it'll be like clockwork. You think, or how can that expectation look for some of these agents? If they follow the scripts and techniques that you're going to be giving them, at socialagentsecrets.com/will, what would you tell that person?
Yeah, I would say first, it's a trial and error. So I've run many ads, and you really have to pay attention to the ones that take off. And I call that my anchor ad, right? So my anchor ad is always running. So that's one that constantly runs. You know, I set a huge budget and just string it out for, you know, 6-7 months. And I just have that running, and leads are just constantly coming. Because, you know, with I've found with the Facebook leads, it's you got to have volume, you know. That's with any type of inner lead, you got to have volume. So first and foremost, you need to run it. You need to get at least 50 actions from that ad to get it out of that learning phase, mm-hmm. you know, and then you need to make sure that you're getting the kind of people you want to have out of that ad. If not, start over, you know.
And start over, you mean like test a different ad?
Test a different ad or test a different location. I mean, there's so many different things you can test, right? Mm-hmm. You know, change the copy, you know, it's there's so many things you can change. That's why it's an art to it, you know?
Absolutely.
It's an art.
It sounds like, you know, you're a true gamer trying to figure this thing out and try to win and find success in it. So you mentioned earlier that one of the first actions that's taken is an automatic text that goes out. Is there anything else that's automated after a lead comes in, like emails, or there's something prompts you to call them? And then if you do or don't get a hold of them, you know, you get reminders to reach out to them. Like, how do you keep track of that many leads coming in on a consistent basis?
Exactly, man. Yeah, no, definitely. That is a good question. So again, it's just me. I don't have a team, right?
Okay.
So I have to use automation because a lot of these would slip through the cracks. And I think that's where agents drop the ball at. You know, I just want to get leads, right? Mm-hmm. Anybody can get leads. You figure that out. But you have to have a funnel. You have to have a process to take them through to get them from that lead, you know, to a meeting to a closing. So definitely all of the above. So as soon as they come in, they're getting a text from me, they're getting a email, you know, and it's going to be heavy. Everything's going to be heavy early on. So that next day they get two texts from me, you know, and an email, and everything's prompting them to either call me or set up a time to talk. And after those 2 days go by and they haven't taken any action, then I will call them. So, but I have a sequence that's built out for buyers. I believe it goes for a month or two. And you'll be surprised that, you know, some people may not answer for a while, but, you know, at the end of the month, or they'll get an email, or they'll say thank you, and they'll say, oh, I'm working on something, and I'll get back to you. But you just never know, you know, so don't count them out, because, you know, you never know. Some people operate differently. Some folks want to have all their stuff in line, and they really want to work with you. They just don't have it. They're not ready yet, you know?
And that's why it's important, it sounds like, to have that nurturing funnel built out mm-hmm. in advance. So as soon as someone comes in, it's automatically going into like your CRM, and then this sequence of actions, emails, texts, it all happens automatically.
Yeah. So and that's another thing for you other agents out there. If your CRM doesn't text, go get one that does, because text is huge.
You don't even call. Wait, you don't even call them right away. You say you text them, and then two texts, and then there's a call.
Yeah, because I found that the motivated ones will reply, and you have to build your text to where they think it's coming from you.
Which it is. It's just automated.
Right? Exactly. Yeah, but I found that the motivated ones, they will reply, or they will set a meeting. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And the looky loser, unmotivated folks won't. I don't even know why they clicked.
So your call to action, and I really want to dig on this so people can have an understanding, like setting a meeting. So do you have it down to where you're setting a meeting, like that part's automated? Is there a place that you send them to automatically set up a meeting with you, or what are you using for that?
So I use Square Appointments, and I've tried a couple. So I've tried Calendly. But for me, and I know like most of you guys, you know, I try to do everything possible free, right? So I found with that one, it will, for free, it will send them a text and email reminders of our meeting, because I was finding that I used to lead with the calendar invite, with the Calendly, and I would get a lot of people to sign up on my calendar to meet, but probably 85 to 90% would not show for the meeting. So I blocked out this time to talk to them, and they won't show. So when I switched to Square Appointments, it would text and email and remind them, because by that time they had forgotten.
And did your show up rate go up because of that?
Oh yeah, huge. Huge. Yeah, huge. Well, man.
So let's, all right, we're going to run you through this scenario, because this is fascinating. I love, this is what all the agents really need, I think, because you can generate hundreds of leads a month, but if you don't have this kind of thing in place, like, you're dead in the water. It's, they're all going to fall through the cracks. You guys, pay attention to this, because Will put me on his auto text yesterday, because I wanted to see how it worked, and I'm kind of blown away. I mean, the first message, hey, Danny, thanks so much for replying to my ad. Let's set up some time to discuss. You know, there's a call to action, letting them know that you'll be calling after 5, if that works for them or not. But that was like day one. And then the next day I got this text here where it says, hey, thanks again for replying to my ad. So first you're thanking them for opting in. There's some psychology behind that. Yep. And then, you know, you're letting them know that there's emails in the inbox that you've sent, and hoping that they've gotten some value from that. And then you're saying, you know, I can call you, or I'm available to give you a short call now, but if you're at work, I can try you at 5 p.m. If that doesn't work, feel free to schedule a time with me on my online calendar. And then there's this link to this Square site.
Yep.
So your CRM is sending this text automatically when they come in from Facebook. And if they sign up on the Square site calendar to book a actual strategy call or session or phone call with you, now you're saying Square site has its own separate way to text?
No, so then they pop on. And so this is another thing, and I don't think I touched on this. As soon as you reply via text, then the human factor comes in. So it kills the rest of the campaign.
So if someone replies to your text, it stops the automation, and then that's when you need to pick up.
That's in my queue. Yep.
You need to be the human.
Yep.
And actually talk to these people and jump in at that point, right?
Yep. Because they're gonna figure it out. You know, because all the texts are based on them not replying to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's trying to get them to set up a meeting, trying to get them to reply. And if they've already replied to you, and then they get another text, they're like, oh, this is not a person anymore. You know. And they're turned off.
Nah, yeah, that could be disheartening, to say the least. Like, you want to know that you're dealing with a real person, especially after you take the time to opt in. So let's say I go on to Square site. I didn't book anything on there because I didn't want you to waste too much time with the automation and throw it out of whack. But let's say I booked on there. Mm-hmm. The fact that I booked in would go into your CRM, and then the same CRM would know that and then send a text out to remind them of the appointment.
Yeah, so essentially, once they sign up, it'll send me a message and says, hey, you know, Danny wants to schedule an appointment tomorrow at 4 p.m. And I have to either accept or decline or reschedule.
And then when you accept, how does it remind them?
Text and email.
You do that, or is it automated?
Yeah, everything's automated. I'm trying to automate my entire business, man. Everything's automated.
That's what I mean. I mean, like, I'm blown away by that. So I can see how that increases the show up rate when someone books online. And if you're having questions about how to do this, everyone, again, go to socialagentsecrets.com/Will. There'll be an opportunity for you to get some free downloads on how to do this. But if you're ever interested in learning more about this, before we move on to the next questions, Will, where could people reach out if they wanted to learn more about, you know, putting something like this into place? Like, where's the best place for them to reach you?
Hey, this is about social media, right? So that's the best place. So just reach out to me on Instagram at @WillHiggins_.
Perfect. So, all right. Now let's talk about what really matters with all of this. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're getting a bunch of leads. You got this automation process set up. Mm-hmm. You're basically essentially having more conversations and building rapport with people you yeah. didn't know before they opted into your ad. They didn't know you, but now you're starting to form relationships and you're scaling your ability as an individual agent to do that. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter, because the main objective here is to close more deals, to make yeah. those commission yeah. checks. And yeah, we love building relationships and helping people. But we're in the business of selling properties, closing properties, and that's one of the main metrics we're all kind of measured by as far as performance. What does that look like for you this year? What are some numbers that you can share with the audience as far as the success rate from these kind of social media ads, mm-hmm. follow-up, nurture? What does the conversion look like?
Yeah, man. So a third of my business is actually coming from social media, and that's paid, but also if you're running paid ads, you'll get folks that will maybe just follow you, right? And from them, then you'll start to get organic traffic, because they're going to start telling their friends. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So let's just say, so last year, my first full-time year in real estate, I did $7 million in sales.
That's huge, by the way, for first year. That's good job on that.
Appreciate it, man. But like I said, it's a 6-month type turnover for some of these deals, right? Some of these internet leads. Well, I believe last year I closed 4 or 5. This year, to start the year out, I closed 3 of them, man. And, you know, just this year, even with the coronavirus, I closed $6 million in real estate first quarter.
And you're saying a third of that was from social media, or most of that?
A third of that was from social media.
From Facebook leads.
Facebook leads.
Yeah, wow. I mean, what about right now under contract? Anything from these kind of leads?
Nothing under contract from any Facebook leads right now, man. I closed them all out, man.
Anything in the pipeline?
I got a bunch in the pipeline. So I've kind of switched, man. So, you know, with this whole coronavirus thing going on, I said, you know what? The first thing I did was, you know, increase my ad spend. Cause I'm like, you know what? I think that people are still going to buy. From, I think, the 25th of March till mid-April, I think I had 125 leads. Oh, I do have one in the pipeline. Sorry about that. Yes,
there you
I have
go.
One. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, so I have a couple I'm showing right now, but just nothing in escrow.
Nothing in escrow, but will be in escrow soon.
Exactly, exactly.
What's the price point on that, by the way?
$550,000. $550 for a $3 lead.
For a $3 lead. And, oh, I mean, this has been happening with me. I'm curious to know if it's happening with you, but my cost per lead has gone down dramatically mm-hmm. since all of this has happened. And I think it's because more and more people are at home and they have time to mess around on their phone, I guess. I don't know. Have you been seeing the same thing or?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I implemented retargeting, you know, towards the latter part of last year. And that's really been my benefit. I can see a lot of the leads are coming from the retargeting ads as well.
You know what? I can't believe I haven't done an episode on retargeting. It's probably because I've only dabbled with it myself. And I'm one of those self-taught guys too. But tell me about this episode's about conversion, but you know, bringing those leads in is important as well, because you need those to come in order to convert them. So what do you mean by retargeting for people who don't quite understand? Maybe that word's been thrown around a lot, but why is it thrown around a lot? Why is it so powerful? How come it's so effective? And how did you utilize it to where you started seeing, wow, this is something I need to do, and it sounds like you're continuing to do it. What's so good about retargeting, basically?
Well, because again, we're all human, right? And this person showed some type of interest. Someone showed some type of interest in your ad, but maybe they're having a bad day, or maybe their kid was screaming or something. They couldn't complete the action. They couldn't click all the way through, right? Mm-hmm. So they leave the screen. Well, once that happens, you can capture their digital footprint, you know? And you can capture the digital footprint from many places. So you can capture the digital footprint from your website, from other ads that you have run, and you essentially just send them something else. So like another nudge, say, hey, you know, you forgot about me last time, but I'm still here. And, you know, here's another opportunity to interact with me.
So let's say I interacted with you or an ad of yours 2 months ago or a month ago. How far back does that go?
So I can interact. So if anyone, I can retarget any, almost anything you can think of, I can retarget, right? So I'll retarget folks that have interacted with my page, right?
Instagram and Facebook or?
Instagram and Facebook, my business page. Okay. I can retarget anyone that interacted with the ad if they opened the ad and did not complete the lead gen form. You know, I can target them. I can target people. I can re-interact with people that opened the lead gen form, mm-hmm. or I can do anybody that touched the form, you know?
And what kind of ad, like in your mind, you were like, hey, I need to take advantage of this, mm-hmm. but I need a new ad. What did you decide to come up with to put back in front of them when you're retargeting?
Yeah, so I found that for me, I found that the still photos do better than video.
Okay.
And, you know, I have some good video stuff, right? But if the folks don't recognize you or see a celebrity or something like that, they're likely not going to watch your video. So what I've found that works well for me is that I put the still out there and then I retarget with the video. And I found that more people will watch the video and react to the video since they've already seen me.
So the first ad, when you're saying still, is just a static picture of yourself with some words, maybe saying tired of renting. Maybe that's an example. Mm-hmm. They wanted to learn more about the buying process or selling process, and they started clicking through, mm-hmm. and it was asking them for their information. For some reason or another, they did not complete the form. But right. you're able to go in Facebook and create a brand new audience based on anyone who's interacted and run ads to that audience. That's what you mean by retargeting. And for that right. ad, you're using video. What do you say on that video?
So it's a video, and again, they can go to my Instagram page and see it, but it's literally like a commercial, you know, it's me talking, it's me with the family, you know, just helping folks connect to me. You know, I'm a family guy. I'm looking to help them with one of the hardest decisions that they'll have to make, you know, one of the biggest investments, and you can trust me, you know?
Yeah, and I'm looking at your Instagram feed now. You guys just go over to his Instagram, check that out. I think maybe this might be, is this the one right here?
With my, that's it right there, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you'll retarget them with this one, and for those of you that might be checking out Will's page, it was the one that was posted on March 15th. So you'll take that, retarget it, and what's the call to action to get them to, now that they've seen you again and like, oh yeah, I remember, I forgot to opt in. Is it the same kind of opt-in?
Same opt-in, learn more. Yep, I've always used learn more, and I feel like I've had the best success with that. You know, mm-hmm. unless you have a download, I would say download, but some of the other stuff seems more of a commitment to folks, you know?
Yeah, this one, I've read something on it, it kind of invokes like curiosity.
Yeah, exactly. So I've really had a lot of success. Again, all this stuff, man, is psychology, you know? And once you start thinking about it that way, I think you'll have a lot more success.
Well, cool, man. So, you know, you go through there, you get them to opt in on the retargeting. Do you find the retargeting cost, is that real expensive to do? Is it the same?
Cheap. Oh, no, it's cheap.
It's cheaper than the first ad?
Oh yeah, so the first ad is going to be expensive. The retargeting, it's already a warm audience. The audience is already built. It's 100% targeted, you know? Uh-huh. So you literally could run $1 a day or $2 a day on your retargeting and be successful.
Well, now that we're talking about money and ad spend, so this costs money, everybody. And you're running a business, right? So you shouldn't be afraid to invest in your business. Yeah, we try to use, it sounds like, some of these tools and products, the minimal viable product without having to pay for the square, right? But eventually, if we think it's worth it, we'll end up paying. For the ads, you're going to pay for those. Or you can try to do social media organically. But you're not going to get as much out of it as if you're running paid ads, right? Yep. So if I were brand new to social media marketing, and I was like, all right, I'm good. I'm going to invest money in this. I'm going to budget for the next 12 to 18 months. And, you know, on my ad spend alone, mm-hmm. what should someone be prepared to invest when it comes to running the initial ad and maybe a retargeting ad?
I mean, I think $10 a day is sufficient when you're just starting.
$10 a day, so about $300 a month. If you wanted to retarget, you're probably looking at what, another 100, 150?
Maybe.
It's $450 a month. I remember when I first started, I paid Trulia $450 a month to get 18 leads. And I converted one of those, and I only did it for like 6 months. And I think that, you know, it was an overall $2,000 or $3,000 commitment, but I ended up converting one of them. Yep. And it was like a year later, because that's how nurturing works, guys.
These people
come in and you got to work with them. All you got to do is stay in touch with them. Mm-hmm. And eventually some of them are going to convert. And it was worth it at that rate. But we're talking about $450 a month. You take back control of your own advertising, and it's not just 18 leads, but you can probably expect to get anywhere from at least 50 to 100 leads a month on this, I'm assuming.
Yep.
Wow.
That's correct.
Wow. So basically, an important thing is to have a CRM that does allow you to automate and text. Is there any other tools that you recommend to any agents to become familiar with when it comes to automation?
Yeah, Zapier. Zapier is huge, man. So what I've been doing, since there's so many leads, and I was particularly overwhelmed at one point, I have created Zaps. That's what they're calling Zapier. But you can create any action you want. So if you have a team, if you have a lender that's partnering with you, what I'm doing now is I'm zapping, they're going on the drip campaign, but I'm also zapping everything to a Google Sheet. And myself, my lender's team, my partners, everyone's calling these people and just taking them down the path and trying to convert them.
Just that's awesome, man.
All hands on deck, man. All hands on deck.
So you're utilizing the power of your partners, basically, your lending partners, to follow up and help nurture. So it's not just you, not just your automation, but also your lending partner as well, that's jumping in there and doing their best to try to convert those leads too. And, you know, you're creating an opportunity for them. You're creating multiple opportunities for
them. Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, they stand to benefit greatly, you know. And they're truly the first step.
For most people, I mean, I think it's 10-15% cash, the rest of everyone else. And even if you have enough cash, most people still want to leverage a bank. Yep. So utilize the power of your lending partners in this strategy. Zapier helps you connect, different software solutions that you have, like your CRM, your spreadsheet on Google Sheets, to allow you to collaborate and get these processes done, like the automated text, I'm sure. The emails. Oh, okay, so these emails that I've gotten, how long does that go on for?
That one's going to run probably for about a month.
And do you see that prompting action or response from any of these leads?
Oh, yeah. Because you're adding value, right? So I'm explaining the whole process. I'm giving them tips. I'm staying in touch. I'm redirecting them to my website. I think I'm giving them my app. I'm trying every way possible to get them to react or respond.
Okay. So we talked a little bit earlier about that drip campaign and maybe something special you might be doing for this audience with that. So what might that look like?
Yeah, so I'm open to putting that whole script out there, at least for buyers. You know, I'll put the whole script out there. So text, email, and folks can download it and see if it works for them. You know, customize it to their marketing, see if it works for them.
Wow, man. Everyone is going to be extremely grateful for that. So again, guys, if you go to, guys and gals, socialagentsecrets.com/Will, looks like you're going to be getting the follow-up scripts, emails, and texts, and you're going to have to take those and plug them into your own system. So whenever your leads come in, it'll automate. And again, if you don't know how to do that, reach out to Will and he can discuss possibly helping you with that. But all you really have to do is plug those into your CRM as an automatic drip campaign and text sequence for whenever somebody from that source comes in to your CRM, it'll automatically start firing off, right?
Yes, sir.
What CRM are you using right now, by the way?
I'm in between, man. I've been on I've been on Lion's desk, but I've found that not all of the clients were getting the emails. So I'm in search. So if anyone has any recommendations, please let me know. I'm starting up Follow-Up Boss today, and we'll see how that goes.
I've been using SendGrid. I don't know if you've ever heard of them or not.
Yeah.
But I'm learning more about that too. The STMP or SPNTM, whatever that thing is called. But there are certain strategies to make sure that your emails do go through. So we'll have to follow back. But for the most part, they were going through with Lion's Desk. But you're trying up Follow-Up Boss now.
I'm trying to follow a boss. Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to be able to take these same scripts that you already have, text sequences, and just plug them right into that. So these will be able to work no matter what CRM you're on. Ladies and gentlemen, just go to socialagentsecrets.com/Will to download that free giveaway, that gift from Will. So thank you very much. Anything I didn't ask you before we wrap it up today that you think I should have asked you, or maybe you think the audience who plugged in and tuned into this episode today should know about?
Yeah, man. This has been a great process for me, and social media has helped me expand my reach greatly. You know, I mean, opportunities like this to connect with Danny and agents all around the country. Referrals, you know, a huge source of my business has been agent referrals, and a lot of that is because of social media. So with that said, if you guys have any clients in the Southern California market and you're looking for a great agent partner, give me a call. Doesn't matter what agency or broker or whatever you're with. I get the job done, and I look forward to working with you.
Absolutely. And if you guys check out the show notes, you'll see Will's contact information, the link to his Instagram, his phone number. So you can reach out if you have any business that you can send him in Southern California. He definitely will be taking great care of those clients that you refer to him. And that's just another testament, it sounds like, to itself. When you're on social media and you're showing up consistently and you're putting out valuable content, it doesn't just attract buyer and seller clients. Yeah. It also gets the attention of real estate agents around the country. And when they see that you're doing this stuff, sounds like they trust that you can get the job done, so they can trust that their clients will be in good hands if they refer them to you. And part of your business coming from referrals because of social media, this stuff works not just on buyer and seller clients, but also attracting the attention of referral partners, real estate agents around the country.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, man. Well, hey, thanks again for taking the time to share this powerful information. I'm telling you, this is one of the biggest hangups, I think, for most agents out there, is nurturing and converting these social media leads, and they're real people. But having these insights that you shared with them today, I believe is going to be extremely helpful. And if that light bulb goes off in just one of the listeners today, I think it'll all be worth it for that person. And so thank you a lot. I really appreciate it.
Definitely. And I wish you all the best of luck. Again, embrace technology, because those that have are winning right now, especially with all that's going on. Everyone's home. Everyone's scrolling through their feed. You're a great source of information right now.
So you guys show up consistently, just bring value. Don't overthink it, and just post. Just get stuff out there. All right, Will, again, thank you so much. And I'm sure that I'll see you on the next video.
There we go. Take care.
Social Agent Secrets.